Hi, Chevra. It's chus to be together. It's chus still to be together every Thursday night. That whatever predicament we're in, we're kaveit and latoira, which is obviously a very big lesson of these halige days, of these very special days. But unfortunately, it's also recognizing that we're still on the Zoom, and we're not together in person, and we're yearning to be together in person. Don't stop davening. I say this every Thursday night, but I'm going to continue to say it. Hopefully not. Hopefully this will be the final time I say it. Mitzvah Hashem, next week we should be zoichel to be in Shalayim, but if not, at least here at 444 Gematria Migdash, at the base Migdash, Ma'at, right over here, that we were Mekadish every Thursday night in person, and we could give each other hugs, and we could, Mitzvah Hashem, be back together in person. Karov Mamish, Bez Hashem is Baruch. So, but I was thinking about it, you know, basically, when Corona like began and the shiurim started being on Zoom, then very much so I was giving shiurim that I felt both to the men and to the women were obviously geared towards tremendous chizik for these days, and because of that, I'll say it in this way: I'm even Yavin. You understand what I'm saying? They're probably on some level a little fluffier. I'm even Yavin, a little bit fluffier. I'm not saying that's not important chizik and esoros as well, and we all need that at times. And there was definitely, I hope, always steeped in important Torah, but somewhat a little bit fluffier. And at a point, we've been on this long enough, Mirtz Hashem will continue, and tonight also give chizik and what we need for this time. But I think it's time to get back to learn some serious deep Torah, and really Mamish understands some Amkus, Sisri Atoira, that could talk to our Neshama and talk to our Lev. At the Schus, a lot of the Torah tonight is just based on one piece in Basayin. Mamish, the Helge Rebbe, Rav Avram Dovber of Avrich, what a tzaddik, Mamish, what a tzaddik. You know, if you know a little bit about Basayin, first of all, I want you to know, Chevra, After first of all, I see him here, Yisrael Meir. I have to thank Yisrael Meir Hanikman, who took care of my Svarim order last year and got me this special set of Basayin with tremendous notes on it. We're still waiting for the Svarim this year from the sale. I don't know if we're ever going to get the Svarim this year, Chevra, whoever ordered Svarim this year from the sale from Yitas Kislev. We're still waiting. It's a long time. But the Helga Basayin, I want you to know, the same for the Basayin, the Rebbe wrote when he still lived in Europe. But he wouldn't come out with it. He wouldn't be mechaber. He wouldn't turn it into a sefer and have it produced. He wouldn't have the sefer produced until he moved to Eretz Yisrael when he was 65 years old in 1830. The Rebbe moved to Eretz Yisrael. And the sefer saw the light of Eretz Yisrael, the Avir Da'ara. Only when the sefer felt Avir Da'ara of Eretz Yisrael would the Rebbe bring it and produce the sefer. And that's why we have the Basayin. Imagine if we know the Rebbe moved to Sfas at the end of his life. The very famous story. How he saved his whole Keila by the tragic earthquake. And they all surrounded him by the Aron and he davened for them. And Mamish, the whole base Medrash was destroyed except for that Makom. It's like crazy. He needs some gluyim. But the save for the Basayin, it needed to be in Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, before it was actually brought into this world to be mefursim into the world. Such a beautiful idea. So most of the Torah is from the Helige Basayin, but let's learn Chevra. You'd open up the beginning of this week's parsha, and we talk about the birth of a child. And not just the birth of a child, but the tumah that would be when a woman gives birth. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lema, Hashem said to Moshe, saying, Daber al b'nei Yisrael, Lemor, speak to me Yisrael, saying, Isha ki sazria v'yolda zachar. When a woman gives birth and has a boy, v'tama shivas yamim, she's tame for 7 days. If a woman gives birth and has a boy, she's tame for 7 days. And then the pasuk ends with seemingly superfluous words, kimei nidas dosa titma. She should be similar to when she becomes a nida, and she's also tame. Now we all know when a woman's a nida, she needs her sheva nikiyim, she needs her 7 days to become tar. But just tell us, shivas yamim, she's tamei 7 days. Why have to compare that? Why is the Torah? The Torah comparing that to a nida, and then again saying, titma, she's tamei, tevetama, she's tamei. What's the comparison to the nida? And why repeat that she's tamei again? It already says she's tamei. What's going on in this opening? Okay, the second pasuk in this week's parasha. So the Basayan tells us such deep ideas. And he tells us, starting from the Helig Zohar. The Zohar tells us, in the Akdama of the Zohar already, the Zohar tells us that the avoda of every single Yid, man minchon di chashoicha, it is found in Dav Dalet in the Zohar, Amud Aleph. Man minchon di chashoicha, mahapchin l'na'ira. Who is amongst us? Who of us is capable of taking darkness and turning it into light? Who here could take darkness and turn it into light? Chevra, please. Who here could take darkness and turn it into light? Vitamin Marira Lemiska. Vitamin Marira Lemiska. And the taste of bitterness to sweetness. Who here could do that? Who could take darkness and turn it into light? And who could take bitterness and turn it into sweetness? Guys, I can't do this. Who could do it? Who is able to take darkness and turn it into light, and take bitterness and turn it into sweetness? Ad lo yesun hachla, until you get over here to the next world. Meaning what? The Zohar is telling us, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is telling us, that the avoda of every single Yid, the avoda of every single Yid, is to turn darkness into light, and turn bitterness into sweetness. It means that even as we go through these dark days, and they're very dark days, they're very dark days, these are very difficult days, and I'm not talking about us here. We have it easy. Okay, Shkoyach, we're in our homes. We love davening, we love learning, we have everything. We have the Ribbono Shel'olam. But mamish, there are families that are in avelus. There are families that are mourning way too many. There are thousands of avelim right now sitting shiva, Hashem Yirachim. These are very dark days. And even though, Baruch Hashem, we could daven and we could learn and we have to look, ultimately, our shuls are closed. Our yeshivas are closed. Mamish, there are guys that are supposed to be back in Eretz Yisrael already learning Torah. And we're stuck in Chutz Laretz. Hashem Yirachim. This is a time of Choshech. But who could turn the Choshech into Or? Who could turn the darkness into light? Who could do it? And that's what Hashem wants from us. If you need a medrash, it's hard for you to be makabel the Zohar, but we're going to talk a lot of Zohars tonight. So if you can't take a Zohar, you might as well leave now. But Lemaisa, the medrash, the beferish medrash, in Parshas Noach, Lami Gimel, Da Gimel, Ashreihem HaTzadikim, praiseworthy are the Tzadikim, Shein Hoivchin Midas Adin L'Midas HaRachamim, that they're able to turn around Minas Adin into Rachamim. You know what's praiseworthy to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Praiseworthy, if we could see Din, where it seems like it's Din, it's difficult, it's mamish judgment, and turn it around into Rachamim. That's Ashreim Tzadikim. Those are who is praiseworthy by Hashem. Don't we all want to be a part of that? Don't we all want to be a part of this time, which is a dark time in history, and of the darkest times naturally in our lives, and be one of the tzaddikim that turns it around into light, into rachamim, into mercy? What does that mean? What does it mean to be somebody who turns darkness into light? What does it mean to be somebody who turns around din into rachamim? How could I be one of those tzaddikim? So I have to already see in the darkness, I have to be able to see the light. to turn it into light. And I have to be able to see the rachamim in the din. I have to be able to see the mercy in the judgment. I have to be able to see it. I have to be able to know that kol ma dav rachmano latav of it. I have to know that everything Hashem does is for good. I have to believe that. I have to know it. You know, all those phrases we throw out, gamzu l'toiva, gamzu l'toiva. I have to live it. I have to live it. I mamish have to live it. And I have to understand it. I have to see in the darkness light. I have to believe. So why is it happening? It's happening as kapara, as atonement, which is best for me ultimately, so I don't suffer in the next world. It's happening so that I do a cheshbon nefesh, and that I am inspired to do tshuva, which all of us need to be doing during these days. There's all different ways. Open up a Derech Hashem, and learn through the Derech Hashem. Rav Moshe Chaim Lozado, and the Ramchal talks about all the reasons why din can occur. He has 7 different reasons, if I'm not mistaken. But they're all really light. If you really deeply understand it, all the darkness is light. All the din is rachamim. All of it. We have to see it and we have to believe it. That does a Zohar telling us, it's a Medrash telling us. Let me read you from the Halakha Tanya. The Tanya of Shneur Zalman of Leadi, the first Lubavitch Rebbe in Chav Vav. If it's peace, Chavav, it has to be a holy peace. Chavav, we know, is Shem Havaya. And he says there, Eitza Hayu'utza Latar Libo, the greatest Eitza to purify one's heart. Mikol Otzov, from any sadness. Vidnidno, Daiga, from any worries, any difficulty. You want to always be happy. You know what? This is what the Baal Tanya is saying. You want to always be happy. You want to always be able to be besimcha, always. You have to live those mamrei chazal. Kishem shemorach ala toiva, kach mevorach ala ra. You have to be makabal everything besimcha, he says. Kabule besimcha, that chazal. Kmo simcha sa toiva haniglis veniris. Just like the simcha you have, when it's so clear and you see it. The simcha you have, Yeshua, when you become a chasen. The simcha you had, Yisrael Meir, when you became a chasen. These simchas, just like those simchas, it's your motto, the simcha you had when you had the schus of having your first child, your daughter, Gedalia, when you became a chasen, those simchas, you know, that's when it's niglis, it's revealed. But kashem, just like that, you have to also be able to say, ki gam zula toiva. Rak, this also, whatever, this, Coronavirus, Gamzula Toiva. I know it's hard, but you have to believe it, you have to live it. Rak she'ein oniglis veniris leinei habasar. It just hasn't been revealed yet to the normal person's eye. Ki hi me'alma deschasya. Because it's from the world of covering. Shilamala me'alma desgalya. Which is a higher level than the world of revelation. There's a world of revelation where it's clear to the whole world that it's chesed. And there's a world that looks like din, but we have to know the gamzula toiva, that that's also chesed. You have to believe it. From the depth of your heart, we have to believe it, chevra. From the depth of our heart, we have to see it. We have to believe and know gamzula toiva. Know that when we see this din, no. To me, this is rachamim. I'm not getting depressed. I'm not getting down like so many are these days. This is rachamim. This is Yad Hashem. It's or. This is also light. We're going to explain it deeply. You know, yesterday, chevra, it mamish felt like of the most normal days I had in a very, very long time. Of the most normal days I had in a very long time yesterday. Because yesterday, first of all, I had a chasana that I was zoich to be in person. I was one of the few people that was zoich to be there for the whole thing in person. And, you know, obviously, because you need some people that are not part of the family to be the Edom, ultimately. Baruch Hashem is a very close Talmud. Daniel Eitan Stroh. Baruch Hashem, Yishbi Zoich, Bild Abayt Dam Yisroh, Mali Simcha, Mali Bracha. And being at the chasana, I had this chus dav mincha with a minion. Baruch Hashem, some other in Yanim yesterday we won't talk about right now. It felt like a little bit of a normal day, Baruch Hashem. It was awesome. But I wanted to talk about a chasana. Here you have a chasana, a chasana in Kala, who's beautiful, gorgeous, getting married in a backyard. Friends of theirs, tzaddikim, who gave over their backyard, this is she got married. The only people at their chasana are the immediate family, the chasan, his two brothers, his parents, the kala, her siblings, her parents, the chasan's grandmother, no uncles, no aunts, no cousins, no friends of the chasan, no friends of the kala. Okay. A few rabbanim, the Masada Kedushin, and rabbanim as edim, zehu, that's it. Nobody else. Now, Baruch Hashem, later it was very beautiful. A lot of the chevron came outside in the front with the social distancing. We had beautiful dancing in ways. Baruch Hashem, that was very, very beautiful. And it was mamish. The chevron, you know, brought such simcha to the chasan. It was incredible. It's really beautiful. Mikamcha Yisrael, to see that scene, just to see it was awesome. But I want to tell you something. So this chasana, mamish, we envision our whole life, our chasana, with all of our rabbeim, and our chasana, with all of our cousins, and our uncles, and our aunts, and our grandparents, and our friends, mamish, our friends that have given so much to us, that we've spent so much time to be dancing with that. How much do we are excited to dance at our chasana? It's your mother. You can tell them what it was like to dance at your chasana. It's mamish main olam haba. And here you had a chasana, just immediate family in a backyard. That's it. That's it. Let me tell you something. The chasan called me today to thank me for being there, and whatever, won't get into that right now. But he told me mamish was the most special. He couldn't have envisioned and dreamed of such a special chasana. Such special kedusha, such special holiness. He was able to be nepach. You know, sometimes, and I'm not judging, there are chasan and kals that are pushing off their chasanas. And by the way, to each their own, we have to understand what's important. Again, a kala could say, my great-grandmother can't be present. I can't get married without her. My whole life, I'm not saying that's anything wrong with that. It's not. But here you have a chasana backyard. You know what you're able to do in such a chasana? So you could look at it and say it's din, and it's choyshech, and this is not what a chasana is supposed to be. Who wants a chasana like this? One guy on a keyboard playing Zeho. Who wants, and it wasn't the Kvesnish, it wasn't like Aral Asamit's keyboard player or anything. We're talking just, you know, a guy on a keyboard. You could say it's Chayshach, it's Din, and be crying. Okay, I'll do it because I have to. No. Mi Nepach mi Chayshach, L'or means I'm able to see through it all and see how beautiful it was. You know what? There's a chasan. His ufruf was in his house, davening biyachidus. But you know what? What's an ufruf supposed to be? Vayvarach kivus yom hashivei kaddish so. That you, all kedushin bracha comes from the Shabbos beforehand. And all the kedushin bracha of a chasan comes from the Shabbos beforehand. So I could be one with Hashem all Shabbos long. I don't have to worry about all my family and all my friends and everybody else. And be nepach mi chayshach l'or. Look for that within. This is what the Eibishter wanted. And he mamish, you couldn't stop telling me on the phone how beautiful and incredible it was. This chasana. With nobody there. It wasn't nobody there. You know who was there? His kala was there. Who he loves and he wants to spend the rest of his life with. And his parents were there. And you know who else was there? The Eibishter was there. The Rebbeinu Shlom was by his side. And therefore, what else do you need in life? And he understood that. And he was able to see the aura within the choyshech. I don't know why the Rebbeinu Shlom is doing this, but that's what we need to be doing. Seeing the aura within the choyshech and looking for the good and saying Eibishter is by our side and it must be MS. It's all good. It's all good. Chaver, you know, we got to talk some deeper Torah, I said tonight. We have to understand it. But obviously, B'derech Avod, in a way we could understand. We have to be able to start looking only for good and seeing Hashem in everything. We have to live our lives like this. We need more Yidden to live our lives like this, with Amunah, Pshuta, and Amunah that's full of Amkus at the same time. You know, Sfiras HaOmer, we become, this time of the year, Baruch Hashem, more familiar with deeper Inyanim. Specifically, the Zion Sfiras. It's Esther Sfiros, but meaning the Zayin Midos of the Sfiros. Because we talk about after, we see it in the Siddur and we say it. So we started off with the Midah of Chesed was week one, and the Midah of Gvura Miktuba, it's Chesed Shbechesed, Chesed Shbegvura. Right? And Malchus, and Yisod, and Hod. And all the difference is Ayamidus. Obviously, at first we have Chachma Bina Das or Keser, Chachma Bina, depending how you look at it. I'm not going to get into all of it right now. But I want to explain a little bit of what we started already. We started with the first couple of weeks with Chesed and Gvura. So we just throw out these terms, strength, kindness. We have to understand them. Chesed and Gvura is Din and Rachamim, or in order, Rachamim and Din. Chesed is kindness, is everything that Hashem does for us and gives to us. And Chesed is when it's Nigla, when it's revealed. Olam de Nigla. What is Gvura? Gvura is not bad. Gvura is din that's also full of chesed. It's just this chasya, just covered over. So we have chesed. Now, a lot explain how the Zayin Midos and really already are parts of our connected different parts of our body. So chesed is the right hand. Gvura is the left hand. You have chesed and you have Gvura. We think those are different things. Those are not different things. Because it's all getting to a place of Tiferes. Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferes. And what is Tiferes? Tiferes is the torso. It's in the middle. You know what Tiferes is? Tiferes is when we synthesize Chesed and Gvura. And it becomes one. It's really one. And we see that it's all one. We're all Bnei Yisrael. Yaakov was Tiferes, right? Avram is Chesed, and Yitzchak is Gvura, and Yaakov is Tiferes. We're going to understand this. You'll see, we're going to understand this. And that's what we need to be. We're Bnei Yisrael, we're Bnei Yaakov. Tiferes means it's all one. It means even within Gvura, I see Chesed. Let me share with you another Zohar to understand. The Zohar is found in Parshas Truma. This Zohar is Kuf Samach Zayin. The beginning of the creation of the world. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Elokim." You know this pasuk. Everybody here knows the pasuk. Third pasuk in the entire Torah. Everyone could state it. You're all muted for now, but I know you can. "Vayomer Elokim Yehi Ar, VaYehi Ar." Hashem said there'll be light, and there was light. And the Zohar has a question on this. I'll read it to you. Kevan de Amar Yehi Ar. Once it says there will be light, once it says and there was light, what should it have said? Like it says everywhere else, it should have said vayihi chen, da vayihi chen sagya. It should have said vayomer lekim yihar. Hashem said there will be light, vayihi chen, and it was so. Right. So what shot? Listen close to this Zohar. I'm reading you Zohar. Eliyihar, there should be light. The R Kadma di Yamina. That R is the R Kadma, the first R, which is Yamin, is the right side, which is Chesed. Vayihiyar, and then it repeats Vayihiyar. The Mimina Nafak Smola. From that light of Chesed comes out the left side, which is also light. But it's Smola, it's on the left. Meaning that Gvura comes from the Yamina, from the Chesed, it's all one. Vayihiyar, Vayihiyar. Because it's telling us both sides, the Chesed and the Gvura, it's all R. It's all light. And Miraza, Demina, Nafak, Smola. That whole left. All the things that we look at as Din. It's all coming from Chesed. Valda, Vayihiyar, Da, Smola. That's why it says Vayihiyar. Come on, you understand this Zohar, what he's saying? The Zohar is telling us that it's all one. Whenever we see din, there's rachamim within it, there's chesed within it. We have to believe that, we have to know that. Look at small. Listen to this, chevra. Small, how do you spell? Small, smola. Shin, mem, aleph, lamed, right? Sin, mem, aleph, lamed. Small, the left side, which is gvura, which is din, which is darkness, which is what we're going through now as a nation, as a world. Smola is shame kel. Shame kel. Or you could even say shum kel. There is kel. Or it's the name Kel. Kel is Hashem Hashem Kel Rachem V'chan and Erech Apayim. Until then we say, until then Beis, Chesed Kel Kol Hayom. Kel is Chesed. In other words, small is only a perception on the outside. This is what we have to understand. It's only a perception on the outside. We have to be Nepach and see small as Shom Kel. that it's all kel, it's all chesed. It's just a perception. It's just covered over. Let's start believing that. Let's start living that. Let's start seeing all the aura that's covered over, the vayihi aura, not just the first aura of Yamin, but the aura of small. We have to cover the left with the right. In fact, that's another Zohar. We'll share one more Zohar. I don't know if Chevra went to the mikveh today. I'm not going to ask. It's very hard to go to the mikveh today. It takes a lot of Mesiris Nefesh these days. We're going through a lot of Zohars. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. We're together. We also with Hashem, we have a mikveh. But the Zohar, all the way at the beginning of Yisro, talks about Aaron giving brachas. Birchas Kohanim. And the pasuk says, Vayisa Aaron is Yadav. Aaron lifted up his hands. But it spells Yadav without a Yud. It should say, Vayisa Aaron is Yadav, Yud Dalad Yud Vav. But it says Yud Dalad Vav, which is the way that it would be spelled if it would be Yado, his hand. I mean, the Ksiv looks like it's only one hand. The Kri is two hands. Zohar says, Ksiv Yado, it's written Yado. Begin by la rama yamin al smola. Why is it written as if it's only one hand? Because when Aaron would lift up his hand to give the bracha, he put his right hand over his left hand. He put his right hand over his left hand, and it looked as if it was all one hand, and then he gave the bracha. So it's written as one hand. What's putting the right hand over the left hand? Putting the chesed over the gvura, and becoming tiferes, becoming one. Seeing that it's all one, and we have to start seeing the world like this. Chevra, we have to start seeing the world as a world of chesed. We have to start seeing the world even when it appears gvura, which it is on the outside. It's all chesed behind the scenes. Hashem understands we need din. We need a wake-up call. We need to be reminded to do tshuva. We need kapara. Whatever the reason might be, we don't always have the answers. I don't have the answers to why. I don't know why there's gvura and din. I don't have the answers to why. But I know it's all Hashem, and if it's all Hashem, it's all chesed. And we have to start seeing, we see things in a different light. Watch, all these words that seem like din can be flipped around into very positive things. We have to see it like that. So you have a word, tsara. Tsara, tsara is pain. Can be turned around to ratza, to be wanted by the Ribbono Shalom. We have to see it like that. Mara, bitter. Bitter could be turned around, flipped around. Rama, to be lofty. Very famously, this week's parsha, one of the most famous, nega. Nega, you have a blemish. Turn it around, look at it differently. It's really oineg. It's all pleasure. Ovel, you have people in avelus. Aleph, beis, lamed. Could be flipped around, lamed, beis, aleph. It's liba. What's liba? It's the heart. The place of chesed. Rachmano liba bai. Rachmano liba bai. Hashem wants our hearts. Hashem wants, what does that mean, Rachman Alibo, he wants our hearts? Usually we talk about the passion in Yiddishkeit, the slavas. You know what else it can mean? He wants our heart as chesed, he wants us to see chesed in everything. He wants us to flip around all the avelas into liba. Flip around all the tzara into ratza, to be wanted by Hashem. Flip around all the oneg, all the nega into oneg. Flip around all the mara into rama. Chevra, the Beramayim Chaim teaches us such a deep, one line, so deep. It says, Oilam chesed yibaneh. The world was built on chesed. If the world was built on chesed, you know what that means? It means everything is chesed. It means everything in this world is chesed. It's just sometimes covered over, and it seems to be darkness, it seems to be chayshach. But mamish, mamish, it's all chesed. And it's all one. And what seems like small is shom kel. And we have to be the ones, Chevra, that start seeing it like this. We have to spread this. The world doesn't have enough people seeing the world like this. The world right now is full of confusion and full of darkness and sadness and mourning. We have to be the ones that see Hashem and flip it all around and only see positive and only see Hashem and only see chesed in all that looks like it's small. And if we could see Rachamim and Chesed and all that seems like Din and Choshech, Mida Keneged Mida, Hashem will turn it around and it will be revealed to the whole world, all the Chesed and all the Ar. And it will be that, Ba'olam de Nigla, not just the Olam de dinchasiyah that's covered over. We have to believe that. How could we build this? We have to have a connection to Hashem. The only way is a deep connection to His Torah. That's why it was. We see also in Parshas Bishalach. In Parshas Bishalach, we know we got to Marah, to a bitter place, and the waters were bitter. And what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He threw in the Eitz. He threw in the tree. He threw in the tree, and the tree is the Eitz Chaim of Torah. Vayim toku hamayim. And the waters became sweet. We want to be, make sweet all that seems like din, make sweet all that seems darkness. So we have to see Hashem in all of it, and see the chesed in all of it. Olam chesed yibane, through learning Torah. We'll start to see it, chevra, we'll start to see it in everything. But we have to be the ones that see the world in its way and spread it. You know, chevra, there's a very famous Gemara Rosh Hashanah that we've spoken about many times. And this Gemara talks about that whenever we're in a difficult predicament, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin, whether we're suffering begalus like we are now, we're suffering beruchnias, so Hashem gave us something special. He told Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayavar Hashem Bona Vayikra. And what did he say? Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachem Chanan Erech Apayim Rav Chesed V'Yemes. And we'll always be forgiven. And we'll always be able to be Nepach L'Rachemim. It starts out, Vayavar Hashem Al Pana Vayikra. Vayavar is Gematria 288. Exactly the Gematria of Chesed plus Gvura. Chesed plus Gvura is exactly 288. Mamish. Vayavar. Vayavar is Chesed plus Gvura. You hear this? Mamish, you hear this? We know Chesed. Chesed, what is it? Chesed plus Gvura is Vayavar. So each and every one of, meaning what? What we Vayavar Hashem Pana Vayikra, Hashem Hashem, we want to be Nepach. We have to understand the Chesed and Gvura is all one. We have to understand and see the light in the darkness. We have to be able to see the light in the darkness. By the way, that Gemara, I've said it over many times, all the Mefarshim say it. It doesn't say this, say this tefillah and you'll be listened to and you'll be zoyich hergula. It says, yasu lefanai kaseder azeh. You have to do it. And that's another way to start seeing all chesed. You know how you have to be able to see chesed? You have to be someone who's a baal chesed. Someone who emulates God. Yasu lefanai kaseder azeh. Be, mahurach mafatorach, Hashem is compassionate and loving and sympathetic. When we become those type of people, we start to see it and we're aware of it more in the world. We could see it more in Hashem. Because we're more prone, we're more sensitive to it. In other words, the two avodas, to be able to see God in everything, and see not just God, the chesed in everything, is through Torah that turns around all and brings sweetness and brings light, kiner mitzvah v'torah to all the chayishach, and through proper midos. Because those proper midos that we can have is emulating God, and then when we're a baal chesed, I could start to see the chesed a little bit more. So we have to emulate it. Yasu lefanai kaseder azeh. I have to be that baal chesed, full of chesed, full of rachman, full of chanan, to the best of my ability. But then spend time, and we have it now, we're all in Hispaididus, to spend time to think about Hashem in our lives and think about that everything is chesed and everything is or. And kol ma'adav rachmanu l'tavavid, gam zu l'toivah. As the Baal Tanya tells us, that's the eitzah to find simcha. But that's the avod of these days, but that's the avod of our lives. Be able to look at everything and see within it the chesed. Olam chesed yibane, there's nothing but chesed. And now we could, mamish. Now we could, each and every one of us, be able to understand this pasuk that we began with. Listen closely, Chevra. Incredible. We started with the pasuk in this week's parasha. The first, second pasuk in the parasha, Parasha Tazria. Daber ben Israel Lamor. Isha ki Tazria v'yodazachar v'tama shivas yamim. When a woman has a baby boy, she's tamei for 7 days. And then pasuk ends, kimei nidas doisa titma. Just like a nida, she's tamei. And we asked, why does it have to compare it to a nida? Why does it have to repeat, she's tamei? So listen to how the Basayan learns this. Listen to how the Basayan learns this. And like I said before earlier in this year, if we only knew who the Halakha Basayan was, I'm just supposed to learn Torah from the Basayan. We have to mamish. You know, it's important maybe to do a little drish v'chakira into the biographies of the tzaddikim we learn from, the Torahs we learn from them. We'd appreciate the godless in their Torah if we knew who they were, how holy they were, how special they were. At the schus, we should be going to the mikveh just to tell over Torah from the Basayan. Mamish, such a schus. Let's try to understand these psukim in such a special way, in a different way than we've ever seen them before, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. There's a Zohar that says Isha, and this I'm not going to get into the depth, but Isha is Midas HaDin. The Zohar, we have to be Mekabel the Zohar, that a woman, Isha is Din. Isha ki Tazria v'yolda Zohar. What happened to this Isha? This Isha, meaning this Din, she was able to grow and produce Zohar. Zohar is Gematria 227, which is Gematria Bracha. So again, she was in it. There was a state of din, which turned into rachamim, turned into bracha, which is our avoda, to see bracha in all that seems like it's bad, all that it's din. But vitama, she became tame again, and this is part of life. All of life, there are ups and downs. All of life, there are times when we're very high and times when we're low, and I'm din and I find the rachamim, then I'm struggling again. So there was din. V'yolda zachar, what about bracha chesed? V'tamam, became tameh again. So that tumah, shivas yamim. Shivas yamim means it's the nature of the world. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. There's going to be tumah, and you're going to fall, and you're going to forget that everything's chesed, and you're going to go back, and it's going to be this roller coaster. Realize that whenever you fall, that tumma that you fall into when you see things as din, it's similar to a nida. What does that mean? It's similar to nida. That's our question. Why that end? So listen to this. There's Gemara in Nida daf lamed aleph amid beis. And this Gemara, you all know. And if you never saw it in the Gemara, you know the concept. And as a married man, and those who are chassanim, we have a few chassanim here, at least three chassanim here, and mitzvah, everyone b'shotoyva. But as a married man, Yitzhamal to Mordechai, understand this very deeply, and the chassanim will learn this very soon. But every man has to know this is of the most important gemara is v'taras mishpacha, although it's actually very logical at the same time. The Gemara in Nida daf lamed aleph amid beis tells us, Tanya, we learn in a braisa, Hayra Meir Omer, Meir says, Midei Ma'amra Torah Nida l'shiva, why do we need that the Torah makes someone who's a Nida is tummy for those 7 days? Obviously it's a little bit longer than that, but I'm not going to get it. Those are the Sheva Nikiyim, the 7 main days after the person stopped bleeding. But midiraisa, it's actually a nida 7 days. We're not going to explain that right now. But trust me on it. But why midei ma'amar Torah l'shiva? Why do we need hilchas tumah by a nida? Mimnei shiragal ba. V'kotz ba. You know why? Because men, sadly, were somewhat animalistic and bali taiva. And if any physical pleasure is too often and too common, eventually we're going to be disgusted by it. Eventually we're going to not want it anymore. right? Lahavdil. Take the food that you like best in this world. Chvesnes, you like a delicious steak. If you have steak for breakfast, lunch, and supper, for a day, for 2 days, for three, eventually, you want anything else but steak. Get the steak out of my face. I don't care if it's the best cut, the most expensive butcher. Filet mignon in the nicest of ways. Cooked to perfection. Eventually, you want to break from it. Eventually, you need to walk away from it. It's too much. Anything physical is that way. So the physical relationship with one's wife, even though it should stem from a spiritual and emotional place, I'm not going to get into all the depth right now. We all understand that. If it was too often and always can be there, eventually I'm disgusted by it. And if I'm disgusted by it and I don't want to part in it, it can have a terrible negative effect on my entire marriage. Therefore, Amra Torah, the Torah says, Te Tidma Shivas Yamim. A woman should have ilchas nida and be tame for 7 days. Kidei shetei chaviva al bala. Kishas kenista l'chupa. So that when you go, you'll be beloved. The woman will be beloved to you. And every time she'll go to the mikveh, it'll be like you're going right back to the chuppah. That excitement of Yom Chuppasel you're going to have over and over again. Every time because you've abstained for that amount of time. And you have mamish yom ha-chuppah time and time again. What a beautiful Gemara. What a beautiful understanding of Hilchos Nida. And it's emes shebamito. And there have been mamish articles written even in the secular world telling how important it is to have time away physically to then go and appreciate and want and desire and have that beautiful relationship, physical relationship with one's wife, which should obviously always stem from an emotional and spiritual, healthy marriage. But ultimately, that's the Gemara's telling what Hilchas Nida is all about. And there are other Machshava ideas as well. I'm not going to get into it all right now. But with that understanding, and the whole idea of a Nida is to build chavivus, an extra love between the husband and the wife. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li, all of Shir HaShirim is also us and the Rebbeinu Shalom are that couple. And there are times in life when we fall into a world of darkness, a world of choshech, a world of din. But the Rebbeinu Shalom wants to remind us, kimei nidas doisa titma. That tumah, that darkness, that din, is just like a nida. It's just to rebuild our relationship. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling each and every one of us, our relationship wasn't in the right place. And I have to do chesed and nefesh, I have to do introspection. And find the chesed, and that's the biggest chesed in the world. Would someone say, once you understand this Gemara, and you understand marriage, and understand nida, that the hilchos of nida are cruel? Nobody would say that. Pum fakert, the best thing in the world for a marriage. But I'm staining, I'm far away from each other. Within that din is chesed, to build love. So too is with the Eibishter. So too is with the Eibishter. That whenever there might be what appears to be some level of din, it's for us to do cheshbon and nefesh. And for us to rebuild. And for us to say, maybe I wasn't davening the way I should have been davening. Maybe I shouldn't be learning the way I wasn't learning the way I should be learning. Maybe I wasn't treating people the way I should treat people. And now we could see it's so clear to us. Now it's so clear to us to look into our deepest depth and say, am I davening with kavana even when people are not looking at me? Am I learning with amelis even if I'm not in yeshiva? Even when I'm home way more often and I have the ability to look at things I shouldn't be looking at, am I? And I could do real cheshbon and nefesh during these dark days of titma, to rebuild that emotional relationship with our Rebbeinu Shalom. And that's the repetition, meaning the Isha, the din, she was somebody who was tamei, and she worked her way out, but she fell tamei again. That's what it's like, she paid tamei again. Kime nida doisa titma, this tuma is like a nida, and that's why it's there, and it's not a repetition, it's giving us the whole depth of what all of din is. It's to find the chesed within it and rebuild our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amir Tashem, each and every one of us should be zoicha at every point in our life and specifically these days, to always see Hashem, always know it's chesed, always know Hashem loves us, always know that it's just a wake-up call, or kapara, and we have to do our cheshbon nefesh, but never get down, and never feel that it's mamish just bad. There's nothing bad. Kol ma'ad rachman latavav, it's olim chesed yibane. Just means I need to work a little bit harder to rebuild myself. Until we're zoiche, not just to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the small, in the gvura, and find the chesed. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring out only chesed. With the biggest aura, the biggest light of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, with Mashiach Zidkenu, b'mehera b'yameinu.